You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand, the fabulously fluoridated and Fukushima irradiated island chained nation. And the radiation's good for the economy because now everybody snapped up a part time job as an energy saver light bulb, and there's enough mercury to sustain their power source as well. And my very special guest is Mark Howitt. Yeah, unfortunately, we've only got one more little segment with you, Mark, and I've really enjoyed this this conversation thus far. I'd like to do it again sometime. If we're actually going to beat this system, what are some of the... let's just say I'm a stickler for profound things, you know? I don't like small little details and things like that. You know, I prefer the... the grandeur and the spectacle, you know, that kind of thing. I was wondering if you've got any experiences whereby something has happened to you that is just totally amazing, that has actually really made an impression on you and kept you going all these years.
There's lots of things, really. Just learning about this stuff and being shocked myself about what's going on, that's been pretty profound. Just coming to realizations and piecing things together. But on this journey, it's been really good, too, to see people meet each other locally. Like, they two people that never met each other before are listening to the conversation, and they start talking after that. And that's a connection made. That's the unity coming into play. And I think that's what it's going to take, is for the individuals to change their ways themselves from within. And realize what's going on and feel powered rather than powerless. Take back the control of their lives and have belief in themselves. Because a lot of people are walking around, they have no belief, and they have no faith that this is ever going to change. They think that the world is doomed. They think that Armageddon is coming, which is all part of the New World Order plan, by the way. They want you to think that the end of the world is coming. They want you to prep and get your guns and become a survivor and be ready to shoot the next person that walks on your property. That's what they want. They don't want us coming together in peace and harmony and unity and changing this from within, really. They don't want us working together. They don't want us lobbying our politicians. They don't want us email bombing our politicians. They don't want anything like that. They want us to be divided. They want us to be against each other. And they want us to think that there is no hope for the human race. They want us to think that Armageddon is coming, the end times are coming. That's all their strategy. They're also playing this whole alien thing right now, where they're saying that there's aliens out there. They have information that they're going to finally release to the public. Well, who put out all this alien information? CIA, military intelligence. And I don't trust anything those guys say publicly anyways. So I think that's all has a part to do with it, too. In my personal opinion, I think we're the aliens. I think we came down here a long time ago looking for another place to live, like we are doing right now, looking for another place out there that would sustain life. And that's how we came here. And you see it on the pyramids. You see it on ancient tablets and scriptures where it shows somebody coming down to the earth from another area, from a ship or something. You see this all over the pyramids and stuff, but they're telling you it's aliens. But these aliens look exactly like us. They have two legs, two arms, two eyes. They have a head. They look exactly like us. So I think all this alien stuff is just a way to also similar to the religious thing and God and putting your faith in something else and saying, oh, well, the aliens are going to save us. I think that's a big propaganda plot as well. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, I can't prove it, obviously. But it makes sense to me that they found all this ancient technology in the pyramids and all this stuff way back in the day. And that's kind of the theory I came up with along this journey is with the in regards to the alien thing. So I have a strong belief that they're going to start they're going to keep promoting the alien agenda. And William Cooper was actually exposing this before he was killed. He was exposing that there is an alien agenda and stuff like that, that it will be coming into play. I think he was onto some things there, because at first he was talking about how the aliens are real and how he was working for military intelligence, but then he retracted that at a certain point. So I think he was starting to come on to the same conclusion almost, that there's something, there's an agenda behind all that. And the Roswell crash, all those UFOs and flying saucers we see are actually machinery developed by human beings, by the military-industrial complex, stuff like that. I mean, when you see lights in the sky and stuff like that, we make lights. There's no denying that we have the technology to make a spaceship, because we have space stations right now up in space where people are working jobs up there. So I think we have to really question things that are being told to us by the government, military, CIA, the media, all those things. We really got to question that and figure out what their agenda is, and we could find the truth that way, I think.
My general rule is, if it comes from an official source, assume it's the exact opposite. Yeah. And you'll most likely wind up being correct. So government comes out and it says, well, we're going to give new health funding or whatever. Or we're going to have universal health care to keep people healthy. Okay, so they must be trying to kill everybody with that health care. Government comes out and says, we're going to implement these measures in order to keep everybody safe. Oh, okay, well, that means that they're probably going to implement all these surveillance measures and everything to keep us enslaved. You know, and so on and so forth. That's the general rule, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it. I made a couple documentaries. One is called The James Holmes Conspiracy, which many people have watched. It's probably the most popular film I've made. I also made Sandy Hook, the documentary. And what happened there was, when I seen those things happen, when I seen those events happen, I was on the internet and trying to save as many of the news reports as I could from early on. Because once a story like that breaks, the media just flocks to the source to try to get the scoop, to try to get the first story, to try to make a breakthrough on the case or on the story. And afterwards, you'll see the same videos get deleted, get suppressed, the story changes. And then you start seeing the story that the media wants you to go. They'll lead you along the path they want you to believe in. And then it becomes mainstream media saying the same story on all programs, on all stations. But when something like that happens, at the first time it happens, like right after it happens, is the most important time to be watching what's going on, because you'll eventually, you'll most likely find the truth in that time period. Because afterwards, it's like you said, they change the story, or they tell you what they want you to know about it. And that's, you have Project Mockingbird from the CIA, where they've infiltrated the media. You got Anderson Cooper, who was trained and bred by the CIA, working on CNN right now, who's telling everybody what's going on, and they're trying to deal with more taboo issues, like the cannabis episode. I've been told about it along this journey, that they recently discussed cannabinoids curing cancer and other illnesses. I mean, that's cool that they're talking about that. They do have an agenda there, and they're, I don't think they actually said that it cures it or it absolutely cures it or anything, but we all know, if you've watched Rick Simpson's Run from the Cure, or you've watched Cancer, the Forbidden Cures, that documentary with Renee Case, Huxley Therapy, Gerson treatment, there is tons of cures out there for these diseases, but they're holding them back so that they can hold these fundraisers like the Run for the Cure, cancer, breast cancer awareness. All this stuff is massive, massive income being generated for the medical industry and whoever's putting on these programs. So they have the cures, but they're not giving it to us because they want us to be sick. They want to make profits from that. And that's what I see happening.
Mark, you just reminded me, in the springtime in New Zealand, we have all these daffodils sprouting up all over the place. And the Cancer Society of New Zealand has this day that they call Daffodil Day, where they've got all these volunteers out there giving people daffodils in exchange for donations, which they give to the major medical pharmaceutical companies who just promote chemotherapy, which has a 97% death rate.
Yep. Yeah,
I want to go out on Daffodil Day and start talking to these collectors and just say, do you know what part of a plan and scheme that you're actually in? And see what their reactions are, you know, get it all on camera.
That's a good idea.
We really got to push back against this this cancer industry and let people know that it really is an industry, and it's not designed to heal you. It's designed to kill you and, more importantly, drain any wealth that you manage to accumulate during your life.
Absolutely. That's what's going on. And I'm aware of it. You're aware of it. A lot of people are becoming more aware of this, which is good, because that's what it's going to take, is awareness so that we can address these issues. We have a sick care system. It's not a healthcare system. They only care if you're sick, and they can't cure themselves out of business, which is what's happening. If they did release the cure, they would go out of business, and they don't want that. It's a massive, massive industry. Cancer alone is a massive industry. I mean, I've talked to lots of people on this journey so far that have cured themselves of cancer using cannabinoids and other alternative, changing their diets, stuff like that. They just massive turnaround rate when that happens. Once you learn the truth, the truth will set you free, and that's what I think is really important here is the truth. Just knowing about the propaganda and knowing about all the fuzziness and the static that they're throwing your way to dismantle your thoughts or whatever they're trying to do there. The truth is always the most important thing, and you got to look at people that are actually curing themselves or that have cured themselves, the success stories. Because you're right, the chemotherapy and the surgery and all these old methods of getting rid of cancer are outdated. We do have cures for these illnesses, and they should be released to the public, because we're not going to get better if they're not going to release the cure. And another thing is cannabis is illegal in most parts of the world. So if you get caught with marijuana, you get arrested, essentially, which is pretty sad that this amazing miracle plant is being suppressed all over the world, because they know, and they've known all along that it cures this stuff. They don't want you to know about it. They don't want to tell you about it.
It's illegal to be cured of cancer.
Yeah.
Is that not the epitome of what's wrong with society?
Absolutely.
Mark, thank you very much for coming on the show with me today. We've got about 10 seconds left. Quickly rattle off your website and then we're going to go.
Yeah, it's worldpublicunion.org.